Welcome to Girl Talk. I am Nikki Next, and I am here with my fantastic sidekick, Serena Blair.
Hello.
So today, we're going to talk about a topic that I am very, very fond of, dance.
Like stripper dancing?
All dancing.
Okay, all dancing.
With a pole, without a pole, okay. Tap shoes,
okay.
Ballet shoes.
What do you love about dancing so much?
It's like something that you get lost in. Right now I take about 3 classes a week, and it's the only place in the whole world that I don't think about anything else. So it's like super therapeutic. It's something that I've always loved. You can shake your butt. You can listen to music. You can get a great workout. It's a fantastic workout because it's like 2 hours of pure cardio and strength training with music, and you can do routines. And you meet people. It's great. So I've done it for a while. Serena told me a little bit that she used to do dance, right?
Yeah, I haven't done it much lately just because I've been doing the porn thing. Yeah. Although I really want to start taking pole classes.
Yeah, those pole fitness classes.
Yeah.
Those look fun.
There's a studio near me, but like the only times that they have classes are like when I usually have something scheduled. And so it's just, I don't know, but... Yeah, then I could finally combine the two, you know, the dance and the porn thing. But
Or you could do like a private pole fitness class.
That would be cool, too.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of Latin ballroom.
Oh.
Did you start dancing young?
not really. I mean, I did like your generic little kid ballet classes and stuff. And I did musical theater growing up. Mm-hmm. So there was I learned some jazz and tap along with that. But it wasn't like the main focus necessarily. And then when I got into college, I don't know, I just took it on. I met a friend who taught me to salsa. And then next thing I knew, I was going to salsa clubs like every night I could. And then I started learning swing. And then I got a dance partner. And then I started learning West Coast swing. And I started taking ballet classes and modern classes and jazz classes. And there was like a good 2-year period where I was like, dance obsessed.
Wow.
I totally get that. Yeah. But like partner dancing is fun because it's different.
It is.
I haven't taken that many ballroom classes, but I totally would.
It's so different. Like they're like two different worlds to me. Yeah.
Do you guys have favorite dancers or favorite type of dancing?
I guess I would say ballet, but it's because it goes against my personality because I'm not a super duper structured person. I'm more free. But I think it's good to have in your life so then you get a balance because ballet is still my favorite, even though it's so structured and it's you have to do it this way. Can't do it another way. You have to do it one way and that's it. But it's good. It teaches you focus and it teaches you discipline. Because I needed it in my life. Because I'm just like, everyone's like, you're like a deer running through the forest. And you're just...
But a beautiful deer.
But a nice deer.
With pointed feet.
you need focus, girl. You gotta focus.
I agree completely. For me, that 2 years that I did dance, I think a lot of it was really me just trying to escape from my life at the time. And I was just escaping into dance. And I was dancing like... 5 hours a day.
Yeah, it's insane. Really? Therapy. Yeah. It's great therapy.
And it's the same thing as when you're in class, there's nothing else you can think about except what you're doing right at that moment.
Right.
And there's something incredibly therapeutic about that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then they kind of dim the lights and they turn the music up really loud.
And you're lost in it. You're gone.
It's my favorite. Let's have a dance party.
Yeah. Let's have a sexy dance party.
All right, let's do it right now. Let me get some cardboard out and we can do some breakdancing.
Yes, with a disco ball.
Exactly. Do you like watching movies that have dance in it? Does that...
Only if it's good dance.
Okay.
It depends.
Do you like watch TV shows? Like, do you like to watch So You Think You Can Dance?
So You Think You Can Dance is a good show.
That's a good show.
I like that show.
Dancing with the Stars, I hate.
Different.
Because it's bad dancing.
Okay.
Especially because they do a lot of partner dancing. And for me to watch that, I just sit there and cringe
because
the whole time.
Because there's a one that knows what they're doing. And then the other person is like, I don't even know why I'm here.
I really have no interest in watching people that don't know how to dance try to dance.
Right.
They have two left feet.
Yeah.
And then they try to do like this super complicated routine.
I do enjoy watching dance. I always have. And I do watch. I love, like you guys are going to say, it's like I love watching when somebody knows how to do it so well. They're so talented and they're so good and they're so passionate about it. And then they dance and you see them dance. It's just, and they make it look like so easy.
Just effortless.
And you're like, that's just. it's easy, but yeah. it's not.
No.
And it's amazing to see. It's amazing to see somebody who's that talented.
I like watching people dance and knowing that on the inside, they're like just completely screaming, freaked you know?
Out. Yeah.
But I know. If they look pretty doing it, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what some of my teachers have said. They're like, because most of the teachers that I have, I take classes here at Edge Studios in Hollywood, and they've performed, they've been in ballet companies, and they're like, the spotlight's on you, and you're freaked out inside, but you just smile, and you like, you do your jazz hands, and you go, hey,
spirit
and
fingers.
You do the whole routine, but they're like, they're screaming inside.
Well, being insane. In front of a crowd is
have
not
you seen,
easy.
Have you seen the Trocaderos perform?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what those are?
I'm not
you know
sure.
Is? It's a ballet company of all men who dance on point.
Oh, I've seen videos. I haven't seen them live.
Hilarious. I've seen them twice.
I want to see.
And
I would so go to that show.
It's funny because you can tell the dancers in the audience because they're the only ones that are laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's like trying to watch these guys do like pirouettes on point, and they've got, they're like, you know, they're dudes.
Buff.
And they've got like chest hair and like coming out of their bodices. And yeah. it's just, and it's so funny. You'll appreciate this. There's
oh,
one
I would
part,
go in a second.
There's one part, I'll have to take you next time they come into town.
Okay.
There's one part where the male lead comes on the stage, and you know, when they do the like the 3-step opening with the arm out, and they're
yeah.
like, he does it all the way across the stage and that's it, and then he just leaves. He does the like come on walk, and we're like, okay, he's gonna start. He gets to center stage, and we're like, oh no, this is all it is.
Yeah.
He's just walking. It's
oh my
things
God.
Like that like they make so much fun out of traditional ballet. It's hilarious.
I've never been to full-on ballet, traditional ballet, but
oh, I love it.
I've never
a
seen
show.
Like a full
Swan
show.
Lake.
Yeah, nothing like that. No. But I have seen, like, you know, performances with dancers at different places and things like that. But I do agree. Like, there's something about seeing it live just, like, just is that much better.
Swan Lake's really impressive
it's
to see live.
It's beautiful. I took my grandma to see it at UCLA. Their theater is really good. LA Ballet did Swan Lake at the theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the seats are good because it's, like, slanted up, so...
Nice.
Everywhere you can see the stage, because like some theaters are horrible, but this one was good, and she loved it, and I loved it. I was just sitting there like in awe. I still to this day, I've been dancing my whole life, and I'll just sit there with my mouth open, and I'll watch the whole thing, just like
aww.
I'm in a daze.
Aww.
It's amazing.
Isn't it cute?
Is there any other kind of dance that you like to do or would like to try?
I do modern, like So You Think You Can Dance does a lot of contemporary. I want to get more into that because I'm getting my strength back. I haven't done it for a couple years, and I just started again about 4 months ago. So you have to slowly get your strength back till you take contemporary. So I'm not there yet, but I'm a few months out.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there.
Very nice. You
then
should come
I'll just
swing dancing try. With me someday.
That would be fun.
You're going to have to loosen up your hips, though, because like, ballet is like the opposite.
Would you ever try, is there dances that you would like to try that you haven't tried? Like hula?
Hula, yeah, actually.
I did hula.
Belly dancing?
I took a belly dancing class for a little while, but I just really wasn't into the instructor.
Yeah.
So I would definitely... like to pursue that again with a different instructor.
Maybe a good one.
Yeah.
I took hula for 5 years when I was little.
Oh.
With a teacher from Hawaii.
Oh my God.
My
I hair. You were the cutest thing ever.
I was like the shortest girl in my class, stick girl, with a teacher from Hawaii. I did Tahitian and Hawaiian.
Oh, God.
With a little tassel belt that goes back and forth.
I'm dying right now.
And my hair was down to my butt.
Do you have any pictures?
I do have pictures.
I need pictures.
I'll show you.
Okay.
That's just scary.
I was the smallest girl. There was like a group of 5 of us. I'm always the smallest girl.
I was
like, put
too.
Her in front.
So yeah. You were saying like you know how to do the hustle and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Soul Train, baby.
Like mm-hmm. Latin hustle, mm-hmm. things like that?
Yeah.
You learned how to do that stuff?
Yeah, I said, those 2 years, and I would, like, all my friends were into dance and still into dance.
But where would you go to dance? Were there clubs? Or was it classes and stuff like
both.
That?
Both.
Okay.
A lot of ballroom classes end up, like, dance nights start with a class or a lesson, and then there's free dance. And usually the lesson also is just so you can find a partner if you haven't come with a partner. Actually, I've never...
Did you wear the gowns or the dresses kind of things?
Well, I didn't do any competition.
Right.
So I didn't really need to. When I salsa, I usually wear a skirt because I like watching it go do the twirly
go
thing.
Go around.
Yeah, exactly.
A little flower in your hair.
Yeah.
That's when you can get all dressed up.
But that's not necessarily like... Like, there's different wardrobes. Like, West Coast swing, it's always, like, jeans and a flowy top for whatever reason. And then swing dancing, it's very retro. And then salsa, it's the flowy
skirt. I think swing sounds the most fun.
Swing is the least sexy.
It sounds fun,
It's very... Isn't it...
Be thrown around.
It's very athletic.
It's very fun for little people. Like, my Latin dance partner was originally a swing dancer, and he was 6'4".
Wow.
And so
he could just throw you anywhere.
He threw me all over the place and it was so much fun. Like he'd put me up over his head. I'd do like flips and spins down and then I'd land in a split and then I'd get up and spin around and then spin and spin and spin.
Just with one hand, he'd probably pick you up
bouncing
with one
you off
hand.
The wall.
He used to do this one where it was like a dip around my neck and he just had his hand back here and I would fall back and then he'd spin me around again and dip again. It was so, we had so much fun.
It reminds me of figure skating.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you ever watch it when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the same moves and lifts, for sure.
Yeah.
Why don't you dance anymore?
Most of it's work. Yeah. Like, just also, a lot of my friends who I was dancing with kind of moved on, and we all just separated. So it's just, that's kind of how it's been.
We'd come back to it.
Yeah.
Because, like, past 2 years, before this year, I did nothing for 2 years. And now I'm back doing it again.
I also kind of have a feeling if I got back into it, I'd probably go into a super obsession mode.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm doing it 6 days a week now.
Yeah. And it might be a little scary.
I'm touring the country in a theater group of dance. Like,
next thing you know, it's Serena Blair's dance porn.
I just see you on webcam now, like tap dancing.
Oh my God.
Little routine.
And it all started
tonight,
here.
Tonight was webcam Swan Lake. Put some music on, and all of a sudden you come out in your ballerina outfit.
And she has a tutu with nothing underneath.
No, but you know, I've always wanted to do like a porno, like a dance porno.
Me too.
Because there's so much sexual tension in dance classes. Yeah. And
you're
especially,
like, oh, I'm stretching my leg all the way above my head.
Yeah, you want to
so
come
hot
out,
right
you
now.
You want to give me a spot?
You want to help me with this stretch?
Yeah, exactly.
You look like a great trainer.
Yeah, and then Latin, of course, is like, it's all sex.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of, when I came into webcamming and I didn't know what to do, I was like, I thought to myself, well, you get a lot of attention when you dance. The guys really seem to like you. So just kind of act like that. Camera.
Lots of leg splits.
Worked. Yeah.
Lots of high kicks.
Yeah.
just
spin
around, do
your hips
a
little. It's fine.
Spin around, do a kick.
I'm just trying to think, like, the dance I grew up on that is different, but more of the 70s style, but I grew up on disco and things like that.
Yeah.
And that was like
when Soul Train was the shit.
Yeah, but it was also just more of the, like, when you had to have partners and you had to learn how to dance and do things with your partner. You knew, like, we knew that the dance, school dance was coming up. So during the week, you kind of practiced a little
dances.
Bit. So you
go
to the school
that's
dance.
So
and things
cute.
Like that.
The girls didn't stand behind one wall and the guys weren't on the other wall
No, that's not.
Leave
like
room for Jesus. And everyone just looks at each other.
No, it wasn't like that. But it was fun, though, that it just that everybody was like, at that time, like everybody just, you know, especially school dances were all about like getting together. It was very like you wanted to be a good dancer. You know, you didn't want to, otherwise you wouldn't go. You like people who couldn't dance wouldn't go. There's nothing worse than going to the school dance. And
then you practice your moves at home.
Oh, totally. You watch American Bandstand, you watch Soul Train and you learn, watch what they're doing. And then you go, okay, I'm going to do that.
Did you ever, like when you were younger, did you like lip sync and dance around your room?
I still do that. And I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I was doing that this morning.
I was, actually.
Wow.
And I use my hairbrush as a microphone.
Who's your favorite artist to lip sync to? And dance to?
Lots.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera is fun, especially with her later stuff that's more sexual. Yeah. And Madonna.
And Genie in a Bottle is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Madonna's like great for that.
I actually will lip sync with my Hitachis on cam.
Really? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it works. There you go. As long as you don't actually turn it on. Sometimes that happens and I'm like, shit.
I want to see you do like a virgin with your Hitachi.
With the Hitachi.
Yeah.
I did.
I think there's a video of that somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, there probably is.
Yeah, if someone was recording that cam show.
Exactly.
Wow. I did a porn director podcast one time, and I was like, I used a Hitachi for a while, and I was in a daze, and I started using it as a microphone innocently on accident. And then he just let me go for 5 minutes, and he points to it, and I go, oh, sorry.
Talking to the wrong thing. My bad.
I did it with Evan Stone. I did a podcast.
Wow. Wow.
And he was like, just kissing my neck. And I was just talking into the vibrator. It's totally fine.
Yeah. It's normal.
It's totally normal.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong.
And I'm sure
it.
The vibrator was listening really well.
The vibrator had a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
My vibrator is the best listener, really.
Your best friend.
My best friend.
I'm trying to think of some movies that have danced. Oh, Center Stage.
Center Stage.
That's on my list of favorite movies.
That last
the
scene.
The ending.
The red shoes.
The red point shoes.
The Michael Jackson. I die. Every time I die.
I think my favorite dance movie of the last few years is Stomp the Yard.
Oh,
I
yeah?
I haven't seen that.
Love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Actually.
Center Stage for any girl who ever did ballet is the greatest movie.
What about Black Swan?
Yeah, but that's like a psychological thriller crazy movie.
Yeah, but aren't girl dancers crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to watch the last scene of Center Stage.
Yeah.
And you'll understand.
You'll understand.
Is that says it all?
It says it all. Okay. Just an entire routine. They all wear red shoes. It's like classic girl freak out.
It's epic.
Moment. it's very epic.
It's every little girl's dream.
I used to rewind, play it.
Oh, I just, I listened to the song on repeat, and it's just like, I relive that whole scene.
I don't know this movie. Who's in this movie?
Jamiroquai was the song.
Okay.
Canned Heat.
Okay.
I can't think of her name. It's a blonde actress. I can't think
Never
of her name.
Never heard of the movie.
I don't know.
Julia.
She danced with the Hawaii Ballet Company or whatever.
I don't know
the movie.
Yeah, that's but that's my top. It's on my top five.
Center stage. I'll look it up.
Women understand. Guys don't understand.
Yeah, what about Flashdance?
Flashdance.
That was a great movie.
Amazing.
Hairspray was my favorite musical movie with John Travolta. That was awesome.
Or Fame. Fame's a good one too.
But we're going to have a little dance party of our own.
Yes. And, let's end this, get the music up, and start dancing.
Let's do it. We got the disco ball and everything.
Get it.
So you guys have one at home, too, and dance along with us. So thanks for joining us, and come back next week for a lot more fun. Serena, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at SexySerenaB, and my website is serenablair.com. It's super awesome, and you should go read it and love it and tell me how you feel about it.
All that. And she's ballroom dancing all over the place.
Yeah.
She'll have dance tips every week.
We're going to come out and do our jazz hands.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! So you can find me on iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. And the lover of Soul Train, Mr. Dick Avery.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do this again.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.